Hi guys, welcome back to the CHH podcast where we interview women in Christian music all around the world. I am super excited for today's episode because we are interviewing someone. It's been a long time coming, guys. A long time coming. We've been talking for like a year at least. A long time coming. We're speaking to the one and the only Claudia Saki.
Hello everyone. Hi Paula. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We've wanted you for ages. We've been emailing, but it's the perfect timing. It's literally God's timing because you have a lot to say and you have a lot to share now. So let's maybe start with you introducing yourself to people who don't know you or your music.
Okay. First of all, should I look there?
You can look at anywhere.
I'm a musician. My name is Claudia. I'll say it the French way. Claudia Isaki.
Yes. Are you French?
I am French. I'm a French artist from Paris, and I'm a musician. I write music, I produce, and I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, so exciting! And yeah, you create music. You've been creating music for a while, but you also produce. And I saw on your Instagram that you've actually been producing like with family and stuff like that. And like over the pandemic, you and your brother like produced together. So you must have like some kind of musical upbringing. Maybe share a bit about your musical journey up until now.
So I was born in a French Congolese household, so there's always a lot of music. My parents loved music, different types. I grew up on Congolese rumba, gospel music, also French, you know, classic French music. So my brother, he's very much a big influence for my music. He's also a musician. He's a composer and a songwriter. And so he's like done a lot of educating me on music and just sharing his favorite songs. He's still doing this today. Mm-hmm. And over the pandemic, he had already been working on producing a bit, and he introduced me to it. And then that's when, you know, that took my creativity to a whole new level, and we love working together. So
I love that.
Even, well, my little sister as well.
So a whole musical family.
She's a musician as well. So.
Nice. Yeah. And I know back in the day, you used to drop like covers on like SoundCloud. Yes, I found the SoundCloud. Hide me.
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of actually releasing music, we have the two EPs in 2020, but you know, that was kind of the beginning of the like releasing on Spotify journey. Maybe can you talk to us about what inspired you to start putting out music and why you're up to where you are now?
So I feel like for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a singer. I always wanted to perform. I think my first memory was when I was about six or something. I led a choir at school.
Oh, wow.
Doing a show, and that's when like I kind of realized I love singing, I love performing. And then I think when I was 13 is when I started YouTube.
Okay.
So I posted loads of covers. I would just like take any opportunity to sing. That was really a career that I wanted to take on. Studied other things. That's when I graduated. When I graduated high school is when I was like, okay, I'm free with time, or just, you know, how high school, high school kind of formats you. Is that an English word?
We're
scared to explore different things, our talents.
Branch
and
out.
Like, right. And so, when I graduated high school, that's when I started really being serious about music, playing loads of gigs in Paris, like open mic nights and all of that, connecting to other musicians. It's only in 2019 that I met my former label, and that's, you know, when I, like, the only thing was I was waiting for the money to release music because I already had the songs, but didn't really know how to go about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So my first EP is really just songs that I'd written over the years and was just waiting for the right time and the right people to release it with. And so, yeah, that's what happened.
That is so interesting. I love, there's so many, I'm literally, my mind is like, oh my gosh, there's so many parts. But I love that you kind of always knew you wanted to sing. You always knew you loved music. And as well as singing, you also play the guitar in a lot of your songs. But yeah, I think maybe I can ask you to introduce to the audience how you would describe your sound and your genre. Because that was quite difficult for me to do for this interview.
For me too. For the longest time, I didn't know. And I always said, I'm a soul singer because soul music is like an umbrella term. Like it's influenced by so many different sounds that I have been influenced by myself, and also it's an influence for other new sounds. I don't remember when, but like not too long ago, I came across the genre. Yeah, someone said alt soul.
Alt soul. Okay.
So I was like.
It's like that, a subgenre.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's official or anything, but it's like an alternative soul. I like it because, it just allows for different sounds to fall under. Ooh.
You're good.
It just allows for different sounds to fall under the term. So
you're not boxed into one specific like sound. Yeah. And you're definitely not an artist that likes to be boxed in with what you produce, because obviously you're a Christian and the music you produce, you know, glorifies the Lord in its excellence, as well as like saying, you know, Jesus is great and everything. But what I love is that you mentioned that you're French, obviously growing up in a French Congolese family, etc. But like you make music in English and French. Like not many. I'm very impressed by anyone that's bilingual, because I'm currently learning Spanish and it's not easy.
I'm learning too.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Well, French is harder.
Your media as well.
Thank you. French is way harder than Spanish, so it's way harder. Like obviously you're born into it, so you're fine, but it's so, so difficult.
But I've always said I'm very glad I was born into it, because I'm not sure I would have had the patience to
learn it. It's so difficult. And I love that. But that being said though, and I do say that you do make bilingual music, your music is primarily in English.
Yeah.
How come and why?
I feel like a lot of... So the story of how I learned English is... So I was born in a French-speaking household mainly, but also with different languages, because Congo has, you know, different languages. Yeah, yeah. So I was brought up hearing different languages. And then part of my family moved to Manchester when I was younger, when I was about 10 or something. And that just opened like a new... It was really
accent.
A whole new world. Yeah, a whole new culture that I was just so curious to learn. And we share that, you know, passion for languages. So that was just a new thing that I wanted to learn. And I'm always, you know, learning different ways to communicate with people. So that was just really exciting. And obviously, like, a lot of the music that I'd been listening to from young was in English. I grew up on Destiny's Child, R&B, also... British rock music, jazz music. So it just kind of made sense, because I do believe that songwriting is very much, how do I say this? Just reusing the things that you hear, or just making things your own, right?
So drawing inspiration and
exactly. So when I listen to a lot of music in French, I will be more likely to write in French. So I feel like it's just influence.
Yeah, 100%.
In the way that you phrase things, and you know, so that just kind of made sense for me. And also, when I first started writing songs, it wasn't about God.
What was it about, Claudia? I actually know. We've talked about this, I know.
Yeah, we have. So, because my family is mainly French speaking, it was easy. Like, I was like, I felt free to express certain things that I didn't necessarily want everybody in my family to know about in English, and then I kept it.
Like what?
I've grown up, it's fine.
Yes, you have.
I've matured. Just love in general. We don't really talk about that too much. And also just, it wasn't necessarily like experiences that I've really had. Mm. It was just, I don't know, just I would write songs like I'd write, you know, stories or anything. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to touch on topics that I wasn't comfortable talking about with everybody. Yeah.
Oh, that is so, I mean, we laugh about it now, but that is genuinely so beautiful, because if you think about it, music is meant to convey and communicate stories and emotions. Mm. And that's literally what you used to do even before you knew that this was going to be like a thing. And obviously now, it, you know, it's to Jesus and it's like, yay, yeah, everyone can sing along. But right. Your feelings were still completely valid when they were then. Mm. And it's beautiful because it did translate till now. And obviously making music in English is just very commercially wise.
Yeah.
It's just wise to do.
Yeah.
But I love that you still do have like elements of French in songs as well. So people can, because French is always like always known as such a stunning, beautiful language, a language that people use to describe love all the time.
Yeah, sure.
So it is still really like great that you can like put that in there and people can still kind of flow with it. But I think your accessibility to the whole world is because most of your music is in English as well.
Yeah. But you know, you're talking about, but it's funny because I had this conversation not too long ago with a French label executive. And so it depends who you talk to.
Okay.
Certain things would be considered wise or unwise, considered like it, depending on what your aim is. I know like I've had a few people tell me I should write in French more, and it's still up for discussion now in the French like music industry, you know, our relationship to English. And there's this feeling of, you know, representation, or I don't know what I'm going to say, but like it really depends on, you know, from person to person.
Yeah,
it will be considered differently. And also now I've got the question of, because you said everybody can sing along, but not everybody around me speaks English.
Oh, that's true.
So now it's become that question of, I'm not trying to hide the message, and I would want everybody to sing along. And there's people close to me who would want to sing along and can't necessarily, and I've never been good at explaining lyrics.
Okay.
So I've had to do that job now that I don't necessarily like.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, because I actually saw a video of yours. You did it like a live performance and then you like broke down the lyrics. I think it was, no, it wasn't in English. Maybe it wasn't in French and it was like subtitles or something. Mm-hmm. And I did think, I was like, oh, wow. Like, because a lot of the time artists like to put their stuff out there and have you interpret it. But you're right. If English isn't accessible to you, you can't translate or infer.
But I feel like, I mean, in France, but like we consume a lot of content in English. So I feel like it's a whole debate on, as a French person, why would you not use your language to in your art when it's a very beautiful language to sing in? It's just different.
It's just different,
It's just really different. And I feel like it's also, like, songwriting for me is very much, it's like exercising something, you know? And so you can exercise your pen to write in English or in French, and maybe I've just not done enough exercising, you know what I mean? Like, I've maybe just fallen into this comfortable, you know,
of doing it in English.
In this, comfort zone. So,
but then also knowing that because you are French, like, once you want to exercise that pen, you can.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
It's still there in you. It's like riding a bike. Yeah. That's what I hear. I mean, I don't speak French.
I agree. Because, obviously, because it's my first language. And I write a lot in French, but it would be literature, because I love, journaling or writing stories or and stuff like that. So that would be my language for that. But then when it comes to music, I don't know why I just switched to English.
For now. This is just like, there's so many other steps. But what is like the scene in like the French, like specifically in like Paris where you're from, what is the like Christian music scene there like?
Hip hop is thriving right now. Okay. Yeah. It's a lot of it. But generally in France, hip hop and rap music is big. French rap music is like the first. The most lucrative genre. And so, the Christian, the French Christian scene is very much hip hop oriented. CCM.
Okay.
Yeah. Worship
in French.
Yeah, in French.
Okay.
We usually translate.
Okay.
Or we've got songwriters there as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say hip hop and CCM. There's a bit of R&B as well.
Nice. Yeah, I can imagine French R&B would be sweet. You wouldn't even know what they were saying, but you'd be like, yes, I take it.
if I could drop a name.
Oh, drop names.
My favourite girl is Gloria Relique. So,
oh, wait,
Gloria.
No, I know her.
You know her. She just dropped something today.
She does Christian R&B, right? Yeah. She has a song called... okay, no, I'm not going to try. I'm going to try.
Mon Coeur.
Yes. How did you know?
Because that's...
There's also an artist. I don't know if she's... she speaks French, but I don't know if she's Congolese from Congo.
Okay.
She has a song called... I'm not going to do the accent.
It's okay.
Renaissance. And then another one called Mon Ami.
Oh, Mon Ami.
I think her name is...
Is it Ronnie Kaiba? No.
No.
Mon Ami.
I want to say Mariah...
Morija. Morija, she's incredible.
Is she from France?
No, she's from Ivory Coast.
She's from Ivory Coast. Yeah. Oh yeah, incredible. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, French,
so you
French
know
music. We try at CHH. We try. We really try, honestly.
I don't know it all.
Sorry, you're gonna say more about the scene.
Well, that's pretty much it. And then I think there's a few like pop rock bands as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Hip-hop, R&B are like the biggest thing right now.
And are you still performing live in gigs in France and things like that?
Yeah. I've kind of slowed it down lately because I was focusing on releasing my project. But yeah, I'm losing my English. I'm sorry.
If you go into French, I will just be like, yeah.
No, I'm saying, I've played gigs in Paris, but I like to also play like just secular events or just any venue that would welcome me and my message and my music. So yeah, I love playing there.
And to be fair, you are here all the time. Like, we're in London, obviously, if you didn't gather. But, I've seen Claudia perform already before in the UK. And you're here a couple times a year. Like,
yeah, I've been trying to come because it's...
Yeah, I love it.
I really love it here.
You drop me a text, hey, I'm around. And I'm like, okay, let's make it happen. But no, that's really good. And would you say, I mean, I know we've got two studio EPs out and there's something coming soon. Would you say you're more of a live performer or a... like record artist?
Do you know what I love creating music, so I love writing, I love arranging with friends, I love producing, and then so that's like the most exciting part for me. And then recording, like being in the studio, is just very long for me. Like,
okay,
it's just so much. You just have to focus so much. retaking things multiple times is really tiring, but I love hearing things come to. So I really love the studio because it's a very reflective time when you realize that this was just an idea in your head now you're in a place specifically to make it happen.
Yeah.
I just love that process as well. You know, as hard as it can be, or tiring as it can be. And then performing, I love it. But I just wanna do it differently now.
Okay.
Trying to revisit my songs and perform them, you know, and like with new versions of them.
Okay.
But I would say my favorite part would be writing the songs. Yeah.
Do you know what I love and what makes me laugh? I don't know if you remember this, but you were performing at Gospelization Refresh Nights, which I was hosting at the time, and you were like doing some of your songs, and you paused because like the audience was singing like word for word back, and you looked like, oh my gosh, I recorded these songs in my room. How do you know these songs? I think you said something like that.
Yeah. So now that you've reminded me of that, performing is my favorite thing now.
Can you talk us through what you were feeling in those kind of moments?
It's just really crazy, especially I think because like my a lot of my music came out during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I didn't really see anybody listening to it, or it was just we were all isolated from each other. So it didn't feel real that I'd released music. It didn't feel like anything. Obviously, you know, I'd see people's response to the music, but it's really hard to understand that there's actual people who who take your music as their own, as in like who include your music in their daily life.
Yes.
Do you know?
Every day.
Every day. Every day. So it was a very humbling experience because also it's a time for me to understand that it's humbling before God because he made it all happen.
Yeah.
And it's just a powerful experience understanding this. It's souls listening to your music.
Yeah, real
people.
It's
not just numbers. It's just really encouraging.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. You touched on it now, so we can definitely go into the music. But you released two EPs. Mm. Like, you were busy. 2020, two
I
EPs.
Know.
Like, listen, do you know how long it is to make a whole body of work? But during that pandemic, you know, while we were baking bread, Claudia was releasing music. And that was kind of your, I don't want to say introduction, but like your, like, hello, I'm here. And it did so well. I think we were just craving real music. And that was a time where we could listen to things on repeat. We could, you know, take it into our everyday life while we're cooking, while we're in our houses, because we were just always at home. And, you know, two of the projects that dropped, we have My Home and Golden Hour.
Yes.
So I don't want us to break. I was going to go through every single song, but I was like, I want us to talk about the new project soon. So I'd love for you to maybe pick some of your faves from My Home and some of your faves from Golden Hour and just kind of talk through the process of creating and writing them.
Okay, so My Home, as I said, it existed before, like long before it was released, and long before it was recorded, and long before it was released.
Nice.
So I had time to live with the songs, and also forget what the context was for writing these. But I would say how many favourites did you say?
No. You can go two each EP.
Yeah, okay. So my two favourite songs from My Home are Eyes For You.
Nice.
And Milk and Honey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want it, I want honey.
I really love this song.
Can I come and jump on the remix?
Yes, please.
And I'll just be in the background like, ooh, yeah. Such a beautiful song. I think you did that live, no? Did you perform that one?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did, and I messed it up.
No, you didn't. I remember. Yes. I remember. Was it that song? Or was it Every Day that you were like, wow, I wrote these songs so high? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
When I was like, literally, we're in our houses going, yeah. And that's how she sings. Yeah. That's her range.
No, but anytime I perform it, I'm like, why did I have to do that on myself? Like, who sent me? Why would
actually
I do
sent
that?
Me? Sorry, continue. No, Milk and Honey. And...
So yeah, but Milk and Honey, I do remember how I wrote it. It was just I was in my room and just really just vibing, and I felt like it was a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the rare songs where I felt like it was a spiritual experience, and I was understanding what was happening as I was writing it. That's the first song that my brother started playing bass. No. Yes, sorry. My brother started playing bass at that time. And that's just the first time that he hopped on the song and just started jamming with me. I love it. I love it because it's not my everyday reality. But then when I listen to it, it just puts me back in the right track, or helps me focus on the important things. And Eyes For You as well, because it's just songs that speak to me now when I listen to them, and I don't feel like I'm just listening to myself performing something, but receiving from God,
being encouraged as well as the encouragement other people are receiving from it.
That's, it's a really special good experience. It's a bit weird.
No, it's great. I'm like, to be a creative, to be an artist, create something and also be blessed by the thing you create shows that God's in it. Because if it was just you, then you'd be kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, it's me, it's my voice. Yeah. I edited this, I do this.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, if you're being blessed by it too, because it's not just you, like other people were blessed by it too, then God's in it, you know? That's good.
Yeah, I truly listen to it as like, I feel like it's above me, like it's beyond me. It's not
That's
just,
good.
You know, But yeah, and just musically, generally, I just love this EP, having like recording it with my brother and a friend from church was like a very special experience.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
And then Golden Hour.
And then Golden Hour, I wrote most of the songs. So it came out October 2020. And so these are songs that I started writing during the pandemic.
Okay.
And so what would my favourite songs be? Probably Every Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Even When It's Grey.
That's a good song.
But the version that I sing, not the version that I sing in French in.
Okay. Why are you going to do that?
I mean, because like there's two versions. There's one that's acoustic,
yeah.
And another one with electric guitar.
So which one do you prefer?
So the electric guitar.
Oh, okay. Is I was going to say acoustic to me. Or maybe I'm just...
Yeah, just really generally, I'm sorry, just the one that doesn't have French in it.
I'm so... Guys, I thought, be international, bring a French artist on, and she's the one being like...
I don't have a problem with French. I just now have a problem with my verse.
Okay, fair. Is it because you could have done more with it, or is it just like, it's a bit limiting?
It's just... I don't like the way that I wrote things. I don't like certain things that I said. Oh, but you don't have the translation, do you?
No. So I'm just like vibes. Yeah, vibes. Don't know what
let's
they're
keep vibing
saying.
Then.
No, most of us are doing that. You
no,
know
no,
that.
No, it's all cool. But I think I put the translation somewhere. But no, it's all cool and holy.
Oh, no, probably.
And,
no, yeah. I think we figured it was probably holy and Jesus sanctified.
Yeah, trust me on that.
But I feel like you're probably like, the metaphors you use aren't great or the writing isn't great. But we won't be able to tell that though.
Okay. But yeah, that would be, I think I could have been more subtle. I just think generally it's because, I think it's because I feel very vulnerable.
Okay.
And I touch on different topics. Like, I should publish the translation. But there's this line about me loving my body or my relationship with my sister. And also I shout out my granddad who had just... survived COVID.
Okay.
So I was like, why did I have to say so much? Like,
you know, it's a lot.
Do you know how short the verse is? And like so many, so much information. Because it's a song of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're thanking God.
And so I was literally just making a list of all the things.
That's good though. That's good.
Oh my gosh. I was like, not everybody has to know.
That's so funny. It's funny you say that though, because that is such a contrast from like some of your English, because okay, let's say the French, you just like, thank you God for my sister, my granddad, whatever. In like, I don't know which, I can't remember which song, you go, you know how I love the eggs in the morning. I was like, yes. I was like, because it's not just, God, you know me. It's you know me. Mm. And you didn't even have to say, God, you know me. I was like, I think you're very clever with your English writing. Probably why you were like,
Maybe.
That's so mid. Everyone can say thank you.
No, but I just, but
it's interesting hearing an artist break it down.
I've been practicing my pen since though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you shared your favourites with us, but I'm really interested in what's to come, because one of the reasons why this interview is coming now in season 4, as opposed to like in season 2 or season 3, is because you really wanted to spend time creating your next thing.
Mm.
So literally obviously you've done a couple collabs, but the last like music we got from you was 2020. Hello, it's 2023.
That's actually crazy.
What's been going on?
Life. Never. What has been going on?
Yeah.
So I graduated university.
Congratulations.
So that's
big.
Yeah, that's actually. Yeah, that took a lot of time.
That's a lot of energy.
So now I get why I didn't really see it.
But now we're going into, going into 2023. We're kind of settled in 2023. Yeah. What is coming and what are you excited for?
I'm really excited for my third EP coming out. It's a 7-song
Ooh.
EP. I'm really happy. And I don't know when this will be released, but it's fine.
It'll probably be out by the time this comes out.
Is it?
Yeah, that the EP will be out.
Okay. And the title is My... no, I was about to say My Home. Absolutely not.
My Home Too.
My Home Party. No. The title is More Flowers.
Wow.
And I'm really, really excited about it because it generally took me about 2 years to make. I've never had such a big project ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took a long time also because I went independent.
Okay.
And so finding the right people to make a EP with, and also having the funds to do it,
yeah,
having the time to do it,
yeah,
and having like doing it with, you know, school on the side is like, was really complicated. But I think it's my favorite thing ever, like,
so far.
Yeah, so far. I'm really, really excited about it. It's a little different from what I've put out musically, because there's live instruments and also more production
though. Okay. So yeah, because the first two EPs were quite stripped
yes,
back.
Yes. Whereas yeah, so in that it would be the most that would be the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
And also I wrote the songs myself, but I invited friends to produce it, like arrange the songs with me and produce the EP with me. So having other people work on it with their own expertise,
mm-hmm,
and talent was really, really cool. And so I just wanted to make it the best thing it could be. I don't know why I hold it to such a standard, or why I put so much hope into this particular project, but I just didn't want to miss. I wanted to make it the best thing it could be. I just wanted to do things right, and so I think it was the necessary amount of time.
That's good. That's so good. I feel like you're just encouraging artists to not rush into like, oh, you haven't put something out, just drop it. And I know that that rush could have happened, because when we first reached out, or like the second time we reached out, you had said, oh, it's going to be in a few months, so let's circle back.
Don't remind me. I think about it just randomly. I'm like, do you know how many people I said the EP will come out soon? Do you know how many times I said it?
My fiance, he actually said to me today, because he knew this was happening, he was like, tell her to stop holding hostage the music.
Release
it. Oh. Wait on the edge of our seats.
But I'm on the edge of my seat, because every time because generally, like, any time I say it's coming out soon, I actually believe it's coming out soon. And it's supposed to come out soon.
At least you're not giving dates, though, because that's at least you can breathe. Like, you could be like, oh, I didn't say it was tomorrow. Soon.
No, but I was never trying to I was never saying it to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being independent is you have to be ready for the unexpected and surprises, good and bad. And I literally was the first person to hope it would come out as soon as thought it would. And then it's just life.
Yeah, I was even gonna ask, I mean, say as much as you would like to and feel comfortable, but what was because I remember you being signed with at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
So how has the process or the journey been of like becoming independent? Like, was that a choice? Do you feel better? Is the music gonna be better because of it? Like, what has been your like mindset through that whole thing?
So I went independent July 2021, and it was so I was really, really happy with what I'd been able to do with my former label, like releasing those two EPs. I couldn't have done it by myself, and so I was really grateful. That's a hard question. It's a hard question because I don't want to offend people.
That makes complete sense. Okay, if you're gonna say, what has been something you have learnt since going independent that has actually been very beneficial? So let's keep it positive, because this is not for shade or anything like that. But I think it's interesting because most of our audience are artists.
Mm.
If an artist gets signed, there is a huge fear that they will leave their label and that's the end of their career. I think what I'm trying to tease out of you is, how has life after like leaving been and the goodness of God in that. Let's go with that.
Yes. Oh, you're good with words.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah.
You'd hope. I've only been doing this like 4 seasons. You really hope.
If it's very scary. It's very scary. It's like, it's as scary as any experience of leaving your comfort zone and going for something that you want, but you don't even know. So I knew in my heart, like I was really convicted, this was the next step for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see how that would happen. I didn't even know if I would be able to release the EP that I wanted to release.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to follow this direction. There's really, there's life after and without a label. That's definitely, that's for sure. But I was really hesitant. And especially in this, how do I say, in these times, being independent, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Labels don't hold or don't have all the power. It's possible to go independent and make great music. And I generally believe that. And also, I think there's a part of me that wanted a challenge. I gained a lot of confidence in myself. And also, in my faith also.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much confidence as you have in yourself, you can't do everything by yourself.
Yeah, that part.
And a lot of it was God providing where I didn't even see the, you know, provision, like where I didn't expect, giving me courage. Also, so one thing I did do when I left my label was pray for a divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that even just one person could change everything. Not that they were like a superhero themselves, like they could change my whole life. No, but I do believe in key people in your destiny, in your life. And so I was just, I did not know how the EP would happen, but I knew that there were people that God would assign for this vision to help me make it come true. And God didn't miss.
He doesn't.
And so I've met amazing people who've become friends, who've helped me make this EP what it is. God, once again, provisions, unexpected things happening, and just keeping me strong, because there's a few times there's a few times I was like, what am I even doing? Like, what even is the point? I could be just studying, getting a job, regular things, just normal people things, right? But just encouragement from people. Mm. And also, gigs help me understand what I'm doing and what I'm doing this for. There's definitely life on the other side. So,
and it keeps going.
Yes. So it was just such a great challenge. I think we're more capable than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And risks really have this thing of exposing or just, you know, having your back against the wall. You just have to do it.
You have to, yeah.
And then you realise you can do it.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. And it's so interesting because you're still very early in your journey.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, you signed and released music very early in your like music releasing journey, I guess. And then you went independent still very early in your music industry journey. Yeah. So there is time for multiple things. There's time for starting a label. Mm. There's time for, you know, tours. There's time for That's things. True. And I think seeing your stuff do well and you being wise to not like just run and run aimlessly should mean by God's grace you keep going, because you could have just been like, oh my gosh, people are loving this EP over the pandemic. I'm going to just start dropping anything, because I'm sure you still wrote songs in that time. So
I did, but it just wouldn't have. So like it wouldn't have been good quality music because I wouldn't have been able to afford a studio. I could have done it from home. I see a lot of people making music from home and it's amazing. But I think, yeah, at that time I didn't feel like I was not that confident in my skills or mm-hmm. Or felt like, do you know what? It's because also my home, I think musically is great quality music. Like the mixing, I love it. The mastering, I love it. And so I didn't want to do anything that wouldn't
that caliber.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to be that standard, like music, like text. Yeah, technically, I guess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
No, that makes sense. And it's good that you started with quality because it means you want to sustain that. You don't want to go down and be like, oh, she peaked at the first two EPs, imagine. You know? God forbid. Okay. Yeah. My sister always says God five bid, in fact. Because no, there's absolutely not. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're coming towards the end of this interview. I don't want to stop because this is a great conversation yeah. and so needed. But I would love for you to maybe talk about what is next for you and what's on the horizon. Like, what are some things that the Lord has revealed this is in the cards for you, this is on the path for you, or even just things that the desires of your hearts okay. that you really would love to do as an artist?
Okay. So I got this sponsorship by an organization in Paris that will help me make music for a year. So I'm really excited about that, meeting new people. Obviously dropping this EP by the end of the year, I'm really, really excited because I think I'm excited also for live performances. Mm. It will bring different things out. So I'm really excited about that. I really feel like I'm entering a new era. Also, yes. it's my first time releasing an EP as a full-time musician.
Yes.
So my life will be very different.
So you need to
yeah.
wheel it up because that's a testimony. That's yeah. incredible. Yeah. yeah.
Now I'm really excited. It wasn't even supposed to happen. I was supposed to keep, yeah, anyways.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Study and get a job. Yeah.
Right. I got a job, but very different from what I studied. And then just drops everything because I really feel like this is the season for music. And I feel like there's been confirmations of that.
Yes.
And so I would love to perform more festivals or a tour.
Yes.
And also I'm excited about visuals for this EP.
Mm-hmm.
Just generally anything that can come from this, the fruit of it. Now I'm realizing the fruit, I will see the fruit of a 2-year journey.
Yep.
And you're so in the thing, like, you know, in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even forgot what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. it's just sessions and, well, sessions are fun because, you know, I did it with my friends, so there was no time where I was like, it's not a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's still enjoyable.
But sometimes you don't even realize that it's a body of work that mm-hmm. you're working mm-hmm. on, and it's meant to be shared with people. And so I'm excited to just kind of turn the page from the whole, you know, creative process into the I feel like I've done a lot of sowing and then there's going to be reaping.
Yes. So okay, biblical language.
Yeah.
We love it. No, that's
agricultural.
So the sower went out to sow. No, that's really good. And I'm just really encouraged by your journey and also really excited to see like the next era, the next stage. Like, it's beautiful and it's also in his time. You know, the Bible says everything's perfect in his time. And I'm really excited for people to enjoy this episode. I'm excited for people to enjoy the music. And yeah, is there any final thing you'd love to say to the people?
I would say 3 years is a long time. So I want to say thank you to people for their patience, to the people who've been listening to my older songs in the meantime. And it really is it's really shocking when I have people telling me, oh yeah, we're still spinning that tune, da da da,
from
2020. but I'm really thankful for people's patience and also just encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that the people that it's meant to reach will receive the EP. Yeah, in the way that it's supposed to be received. So I don't know what I'm saying.
No, that makes
but
sense.
Just, yeah. And just hope that the person, whoever it's for, will you know, stumble upon it and then receive whatever they have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Claudia, for being here. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Hi guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you did, make sure to leave a like rating wherever you're listening to this and to follow us on Instagram at SheHH Podcast.